back to our top story in that last newscast. The housing sales numbers are pretty darn grim. New home sales are due to be released this morning at 10 a.m. They're expected to confirm a pattern that the National Association of Realtors really announced yesterday when they released existing home sales, down a record 27.2% in July from the previous month. That's a record for a month-to-month decline. Purchases dropped to an annual rate of 3.83 million, and that's the lowest it's been since 1999. The markets responded. The Dow Jones closed down 133 points. There's selling pressure in futures this morning, so the Dow may go below 10,000 in the early going on Wall Street this morning. Joining us now, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times in the studio. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
And Behrouz Shahidi is a licensed real estate agent, friend of The Takeaway, joining us from New Jersey. Behrouz, good morning.
Good morning.
Behrouz, meet Louise. Louise, Behrouz.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Behrouz, we've had you on the program a number of times, and it's been a kind of an up or down emotional story of how difficult it is to sell a home and to find buyers. So what are you seeing this morning? Was there any surprise in these National Association of Realtor numbers yesterday?
Not for me. The saga continues. I was expecting this. Of course, I never want to admit it, but yesterday after seeing the numbers, I said, oh, it's here. So probably today would be the same situation with the new numbers.
And one of the things we love about Behrouz is that he tries to maintain this sense of optimism, and you can sort of imagine his sales pitch as he takes people out when that's even an option, right, Behrouz? You taking anybody out today?
I haven't made any appointment yet, but you never know.
You never know.
Always be open for business.
So what are the factors here, Louise, if we look macro at the housing industry? Timothy Geithner says the housing industry is going to lead us out of this recession. That's a pretty challenging scenario.
You know, I've been saying on the show since the spring that I think the housing market is the roadblock to a recovery in this economy, because there have not been a lot of fundamentals that have changed there. We still have too many homes. There's this thing that not many people talk about called the shadow inventory, which is all these homes over 7 million that are owned by banks who have foreclosed on them, and they haven't even put them on the market yet. Meantime, the number of houses on the market are at record highs. Nothing's changed. And what we saw was a false improvement because of the government tax credit.
First-time tax credit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's over now, and it's a bad cycle because the more housing prices drop, the more people are afraid to go spend money, so they don't go buy things, and that's hurting the recovery, and so companies aren't hiring. The other factor I think people need to think about is when companies don't hire, more and more people are living with their parents or consolidating homes, and without more jobs, we're not going to have the creation of more homes and more people who want to go buy homes. They'll just live with their sister-in-law.
Well, you know, let me ask you, and this could be answered by either one of you, but let me ask you first, Louise. I've been reading blogs from realtors, and in fact, my realtor convinced me in Michigan to just not bother trying to sell my house and rent it and wait it out. Could that be part of these dismal numbers?
Absolutely,
it could. It's another shadow inventory.
It's another shadow inventory. That's right, because Celeste, you would put yours on the market. The other thing, though, I think is interesting is the more people that do that, and I wonder if you've seen this, the more people who do that, the more the rent that you're going to get will go down because there's going to be more people out renting. So then you could even have a spiral where you can't make enough in your rent to pay your mortgage. It's a very bad cycle.
Now, Behrouz, you know, one of the assumptions and one of the things that's made being a licensed real estate agent in New Jersey or anywhere else an attractive job is that you could count on appreciating real estate values, people thinking of their home as their investment, as the kind of basis of their wealth. Do you see signs that that's no longer going to be the kind of credo of your business, Behrouz Shahidi?
Yes, but again, if you lose all hope, then you get depressed and then you have to just sit home and don't do anything. It was that way. Prices were going up. Now prices are coming down. I have listings that are half a price of 2 years ago, and still I don't have buyers for them. So
ouch.
I don't see the trend as it was. I see it the other way around.
Well, Behrouz, what's your business model? I mean, if for most of the time you've been a real estate agent, the idea is you get people in at a certain point and they get out at a higher point, they can sell for a profit. That sort of churns the market and keeps things going. If you're in a longstanding plateau or even decline, your whole pitch has to change. You can't just sit at home and do nothing, and you're not the kind of person who would do that. How does your job change?
My job is focused on a reality of the day. What is the reality? The prices are coming down, hence it's a good time to buy. There are many people that are suffering in stock market. They have money. They are buying. Of course, these are mostly investors, but the people who need to buy and actually come and reside in the home are the ones that are conflicted with the psychology of the market and the need that they need to buy something. They need to either rent, as it was mentioned, or buy a home to go live in. And that's what is the main problem for me these days. So the pitch that I have is these days are good days to buy. And it's true.
Behrouz Shahidi, licensed real estate agent in New Jersey. What are the numbers of that market? If the market turns out to be investors who can't make a buck in Wall Street buying at a low ebb in the housing market, and a certain number of people who just by virtue of reality need to buy something now, what are those numbers?
Well, you know, I think people need to be very careful buying now. I mean, I would, because I think when you see the number of houses turning over going down like we did in July, it looks very likely we'll see prices drop more. So be careful. If you're going to buy now, you need to be willing to really hold for a while.
And the other thing we can't emphasize enough on this program, the federal government essentially controls the housing industry.
That's
they
right.
control the interest rate, the supply that the banks have. You know, the feds have a piece of that. And, of course, all of lending.
That's right.
The FDA, Fannie Mae.
And it's hard to see a path for the government to leave. I think one big word we're all going to have to get used to here is deleveraging, which is all that free, easy credit we had all over the economy, which is what built the housing bubble, is being sucked out, and that's going to be painful and possibly even for years in the housing market.
And now it's only really encouraging refinancing, not new purchases. Behrouz, have a good day today, all right?
Same to you. Thank you.
Behrouz Shahidi is a licensed real estate agent in New Jersey. Louise Story, of course, Wall Street and finance reporter and takeaway contributor from our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.